Our guest this morning is Donna J. Tomey. She is an ACCT certified clinical thermographer. And for folks who don't know what thermography is, that would be us here, those two girls in the morning. Fill us in, Donna. What is thermography?
Well, thermography is thermal imaging. So we use a thermal imaging camera, and there's never any radiation. There's no compression. It's completely safe, painless, and non-invasive.
And so why do you think, Donna, that more people don't use, because let's do a little back history with you, is you actually detected your own breast cancer through thermography, correct?
That is correct.
Why don't then more hospitals, more people use thermography as a tool so that they don't have to go through the whole, you know...
Well, thermography, unfortunately, is not considered the standard of care, so physicians are less likely to recommend it to their patients. Most doctors don't even know about this technology. Most women won't even hear about this life-saving technology. But this is about prevention. This is not about detection once you have cancer. Thermography is prevention of breast cancer. It literally, if every woman beginning in their late 20s started getting thermograms, we would literally wipe out breast cancer.
Why don't more hospitals utilize it, even as just a tool that they use in conjunction with mammograms?
Because, like I said, it's about prevention, and since most doctors don't know about it, they're not educated about it, they are not at liberty to refer or recommend thermography. The problem is, if you get a thermogram and something shows up earlier than a mammogram, which it does about 8 to 10 years earlier than a mammogram, a doctor's not going to know what to do with that information. They're not going to know what to do because they're used to treating women that already have tumors. So they're going to wait until you actually get a tumor, then they're able to treat it. This technology, it's actually come a long way in the last 10 years. We have had done leaps and bounds over any other technology. It's actually the most, it's unprecedented as an early breast screening tool.
So let's pretend, God forbid, obviously, that you do find something. And like you said, it's not a, you know, it's not really cancer yet. What do you do once you've gone to a thermography center? What do you do?
Well, what I do is I recommend people to a nutritionist who specializes in breast cancer because the vascular development of a tumor takes 8 to 10 years to grow. Before it gets to the point where it's a tumor, we can actually reverse those vascular development with hormone balancing because breast cancer is very highly dependent on imbalanced hormones. On top of that, there's very simple nutritional changes that a woman can make to help facilitate that healing as well.
Like what?
Nutritional changes,
it
depends on what the nutritionist recommends. I had to take about 50 supplements a day, but my primary focus was my estrogen. My estrogen was dominant. It was actually metabolizing to promote cancer in my body instead of inhibiting cancer. There's many things a woman can do.
Wow.
Well, where can people get more information about thermography?
They can go to my website at thermographyfirst.com.
Okay.
And it's very simple reading. It's very educational. And thermography has over 800 published peer-reviewed studies on its effectiveness. It's over 97% accurate in the early detection of breast cancer.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thermographyfirst.com, and thermography is spelled thermography, and spell out first, FIRST.com. Donna Tomey, thank you so much for talking with us this morning. And, you know, like Julie said, if there's another way or if there's something else that you can do to possibly prevent or to detect the cancer earlier, by all means, you know, let's do it.
Thank you.